כן, אנחנו בתעס כרך בס.
So we are reading in Talmud HaSfirot part 6.
442. 10 הספירות של עולם הניקודים, אנחנו בהסתכלות פנימית.
We are in הסתכלות פנימית, item 6. Again, Talmud HaSfirot part 6, הסתכלות פנימית, inner reflection, item 6.
תף ממבט, 442.
Mamash Rabash there by a zman.
Rabash articles, a long time. And they'll fall asleep in the second minute.
Ken.
Yeah.
So again, the study of the 10
Sefirot, part 6, Hestaklut Pnimit. Item 6. It's been explained that the very cause of the elicitation of the Koma, the Bchina Aleph, called Ma and Bon, is the last Hey, meaning Malchut Da'ak. Thus, two Parzufim are related to the last Hey, being Bchina Dalet. The first is Parzuf Galgalta Da'ak, whose level reaches Keter. And the second is Parzuf Nekudim Deak, which are Ma and Bon Deak. The Kama of the latter reaches Zeranpin, which in turn elicited because of the ascent of the lower Hay, which is Prina Dalet, to Nikve Enayim. The reason Prina Dalet did not produce the level of Keter here as in Parzuf Galgalta Deak will be explained below. You find that the force of Tzimtzum in Masach, the Tambu of Patsuf Galgalta, broadens through the Bitush of O Makif in O Pnimi. It is so because once it had been purified into Bchina Gimel, Rosh Toch Sof of the second Patsuf Deak has expanded from it, called Ab. After it had purified into Bchina Bet, the third Patsuf, called Patsuf Sag, expanded from it in Rosh Toch Sof. Finally, after it had been purified into Bchina Aleph, Patsuf Nikodim expanded from it, called Ma En Bon De'ak.
Is that clear? Questions? Yeah. Come on, switch out your heads and start thinking.
What does it mean that the force of the Tzimtzum expands?
Where is it?
You find that through the Bitush.
Wait, you find that the Bitush, opening the Mekif, there's the force of the Tzimtzum. Of the Masach de Tabu, Parzuf Galgalta broadens through the Bitush. That it broadens means that Parzuf Ab adds to Galgalta, Sag adds to Ab. So in this way, the Tzimtzum, meaning that action of restriction, Masach or Chozer, an action in order to bestow, broadens. Keep going. It's written that here that the Rabash said that thanks to Tzimtzum Bet, the light can expand below the Tabu. Keep going. No more questions. Keep going. Oh, yeah? Nesi, yeah.
How is there a connection between O Makif and O Pnimi?
Through the Masach. The Masach separates the upper light to inner and surrounding.
But how do they even identify one another?
Because there's a partition between them.
So why do they connect?
Who connects?
They do a bitush.
In the Masach, they bang on the Masach from both sides.
So it's the work of the bitush, not their work.
The bitush is the work of the lights. It's the lights working. The Mekif and Pnimi on the Masach is called Bitush, Pnimi and Mekif.
So in this act they get equivalence of form?
No. O Pnimi, inner light, is in the vessel in order to bestow. The O Mekif, surrounding light, is in the vessel of Malchut, which isn't ready to accept it. And it's called surrounding. both of them meet at the Masach. The Masach is the reason that is equal to the inner light and the surrounding, the Pnimi and the Mekif, and they want to cancel that border of the Masach. The Opni we wants to expand even more inward. It's the nature of the light. It doesn't care if you're receiving in order to receive or to bestow. Oh, so the surrounding light doesn't care that you don't want to receive only in thought in order to bestow, zivug daka, and all your calculations. It doesn't matter. The light comes from the landlord, and he says, wait, did you receive? Yes. Are you enjoying it? Of course. So see what else you have to get. The landlord comes from the inner light and from the surrounding light. And you, poor guy, the created being, are standing and you're saying, I can't anymore. That's the bitush.
Can you say it's an act only of the masach and not of the lights? This is the initiator?
No. The lights work on the masach. And they obligate the masach to purify. Yes.
This inner light, what kelim does it feel?
The opening me?
Malchut?
The inner light fills the toch of the partsuf.
What are these kelim, the toch of the partsuf?
Chabad chagat.
What are kelim that are not? Malchut is in tzimtzum. Or it can't receive light.
Malchut is in tzimtzum of receiving in order to receive, and she opens herself to receive in order to bestow.
How can it be so there is one desire that's restricted? What does it mean that it's not clear?
Everything is restricted in receiving in order to receive. The intention to bestow opens the desire to receive the light.
So the toch of the potzuf is intentions?
Intentions and a desire with an intention and with the light. From the pe to the tabu, there's a reception of light.
Well, fine.
Ask.
No, I just don't understand. What is the toch of the partsuf? What desire is it?
I came to the landlord, the host. I have 100 kilos of desire. He prepared 100 kilos of pleasures. I calculate, I can't receive 100 kilos. I'm sure I'm going to have shame. I'm going to be burned from the shame. But if I receive in order to bestow, I can. But how much? How much? There's a struggle here between my inner pleasures that I'll feel if I receive the pleasures to the importance of a host that I want to be in equivalence to him, to bestow to him. And then I calculate how much can I receive in order to bestow.
Can you say that new desires grow in Malchut that didn't exist in it? Because it's just the will to receive. It only blocks its stomach.
No, but what is the Rosh for? Above the will to receive, there's the Rosh. The created being starts using it in the first three prinot before prinat dalet in order to organize the attitude to the creator like the creator is to him.
I need to think about it.
That's why it's called reflected light. The creator that relates to me, root 1, 2, 3, 4, builds my desire, prinat dalet, and fills it. When I feel in prinat dalet that he fills me, I enjoy it. And in the last discernment, I feel his love towards me. Whoa. And I can't suffer that. I can't stand it. Because I feel in his love to me as much as I'm opposite to him. And then, I have no choice. I don't decide yes or no. I have to make the tzimtzum, the restriction. It's done on purpose. When I perform the tzimtzum, I go and check. What did he do to me? From that prinat dalet that restricts and onward, above. Gimel bet aleph shorish. I reach shorish, the root, and I see it comes from unconditional love towards me. What can I do? How can I now relate back to him in such a, in the same attitude? If I receive from him, so I can show him as much as I love him, so I calculate how much can I, but I have the will to receive. That allows me in somewhat to perform an action of bestowal, to enjoy in something from giving him joy, the host. I must enjoy. Without me enjoying, I'm not giving him joy. But I need upon that joy to think that I'm doing it in order to give him joy. Try it. And you'll see. If I didn't eat for a few hours, I can enjoy and think about someone. If I don't eat for half a day, that's a bit more difficult. If I don't eat for a week, so there's a limit where I quit and can't bestow any more to the host. So he calculates.
From what you discovered here, the whole Rosh Tosaf work is one mechanism to delight the host?
Of course. Yeah.
Can you explain to new, as an explanation to new students, say that the difference between spirituality and corporeality is that in corporeal development, our struggle is with suffering and rejection, and in spirituality, our struggle is with pleasure and love?
Maybe, I don't know. You are a poet from your character, so it suits you more. I guess, I don't know. I just draw a picture, a drawing. Really? Yes.
When Galgalda makes the first calculation, there's a part below the tabu that it knows it cannot receive there.
No.
Receive in order to bestow.
No, no, no. What do you mean? It knows. It calculates. She builds herself. Nobody builds her.
Right. But in the end, it's an area where it cannot receive in order to bestow, and therefore, it doesn't receive there.
Yeah.
Now, in addition, you have the whole circle where it also cannot receive.
Where? What?
You have the whole circle.
The circle
where it also cannot receive. Its calculation is only on the thin line. I'm asking about the distinction between what's below tabu, where it cannot receive in order to bestow, and then the rest of the circle, which is totally out of bounds, out of any calculation.
So you're asking about the difference?
Right. Where's the discernment? How do you distinguish? How do you decide that here it'll be able to keep working? And
so I'll tell you, there are servings on the table that I'm not touching. That's outside of, that's the circle. And there's portions that I'll take a bit from, and a bit no. That's the toch and the sof. We have receiving in the toch, and not receiving in the sof. In those, with those same lights, the same vessels. That's it. That I receive a part. Some no. Some yes, some no. Yes, Shai.
I understand what Ari is asking correctly. With the example of the table, there's what I take to eat and what I don't take to eat. Can it be said that the way they describe it with the thin line and the circle, there's this whole supermarket that I can't see in the warehouse? No. You make it soon, this whole supermarket on the whole circle. It's Malchut Ein Sof. Once you put a circle on it, now you're saying, I'm going to receive only according to the quality of bestowal in me. I'm going to receive according to the Masach. And then you check how much. And then what you get is a thin line, such a tiny segment in the circle, like a thin line. Is this the Toch? No, that's the whole Parzuf of Galgalta. Rosh Toch Sof, this tiny segment, this narrow segment in the circle. This is what's called very thin line in the middle of Ein Sof. And then in this line, he builds everything he can in order to bestow. These are all the worlds and pots of fame and everything. What about everything else? In the last zivug, Rav Pa'alim or Mekabtzel. You could ask, so where are these pleasures? Where is the Masach and the Chazir on top of them, the calculation on them? What about the shame on all this light? Gradually, in small portions that we receive in order to bestow during the 6,000 years, we take through this tiny segment through these Parzufim, we take all the light of Ein Sof until besides Rav Pa'alim Mekabtzel, except for Rav Pa'alim Mekabtzel and the stony heart. Yes. After the Tzimtzum, does shame change into something else? After the Tzimtzum, shame becomes honor, glory. Not self-respect, but when you glorify the Creator. Why? Because you sympathize with Him, you try to equalize with Him. You connect, you bring Him contentment by being like Him. This is far more than only receiving from Him, because I do receive. But in this reception, I want to show Him that it's not the reception that matters to me, but being like Him, how He is respected by me compared to what He gives. And so instead of a dog's pleasure, it's the pleasure of Naran Chai. Okay? So let's go. Item number 7. Item 7. We must thoroughly understand that the Masach had already been purified into Bchina Aleph, meaning the measure of Avyut found in Kli de Chochma. Thus, how can Bchina Dalet participate with her Avyut here too, generating the level of Ma and Bon through the both of them? Furthermore, if Bchina Dalet really has joined with Bchina Aleph here, there should have been a Partsuf at the level of Keter here, like Partsuf Galgalta Deak. Thus, why did only Komat Zeranpin come out here, meaning at the measure of the level of Bchina Aleph and not the level of Bchina Dalet?
Again, reread it again.
Again.
Everybody listening?
We must thoroughly understand that the Masach has already been purified into Bchina Aleph
after Sag,
meaning the measure of Avyut in the Kli of Chochmah. Thus, how can Bchina Dalet participate with her Avyut here too, generating the level of Ma and Bon through the both of them? Furthermore, if Bchina Dalet really has joined with Bchina Aleph here, there should have been a Partsuf at the level of Keter here, like Patsuf Galgalta Deak. Thus, why did only the level of Zeranpin emerge here? Meaning at the measure of the level of Prina Aleph and not the level of Prina Daled.
I'd ask in a simple way. Partsuf of Olam HaNikudim Katnut came out. Bet Aleph Tzimtzum Bet. Is that clear to everybody? Yes. Afterwards comes out a Zivug on Prina Dalet. Why didn't Partsuf Galgalta come? That's what he's asking. Why is that Partsuf of Katnut come from this to Gadlut? Gadlut of Olam HaNikudim. Why doesn't a Partsuf like Galgalta come? That's the question. Meaning, why is there Katnut and Gadlut, but of the same degree? Same Partsuf. It just adds the Achap, works with the vessels of reception. In Katnut, only vessels of bestow, in Gadlut, also vessels of reception. But now that it becomes a Partsuf like Galgalta. Okay?
The thing is that it is known that there is no issue of his dakhut in the kelim. Hence, even though the masach of Prina Dalet that operated in Patsuf Galgalta Deak has been purified when emanating Ab, the kelim themselves were not changed by that in any way. The avyut of Prina Dalet remained in them as in the beginning, before the hizdakhut of the masach.
The avyut doesn't purify, only the masach. The condition, as much as I can use the avyut in receiving in order to bestow, bestowing in order to bestow, only the masach changes. The avyut can't. It changes as much as it's used, but itself, it doesn't change. The desire remains a desire. What the Creator created, that's it. Take a part of it, and here, please use it. Take a different part, but not that it changes on its own. The extent of the using in order to bestow, that changes. The masach is in your hands, but not the desire. Clear? If not, ask. Yeah?
Rav, we say that over time the light inflates the desire. It doesn't stay the same raw size it started. It grows all the time.
With time, the light fills the desire.
It fills it and grows.
With the masachim, through many actions, yeah?
You just said, now, the raw desire doesn't change.
The desire doesn't change. The light just fills more and more of those same desires. The desire doesn't change. Just like the light of Ein Sof was there, against that there's a desire of Ein Sof, and it doesn't change. You are taking parts of it as much as you can work in order to bestow, please. But the desire itself? No.
Meaning the package is the same and the light constantly shines and reveals more parts of the same package?
Yes.
No, Alex.
Alex?
What does it mean that the masach becomes purified?
Purification of the masach means that it lost its force of rejection, of resistance. It weakened. The intention to bestow weakens.
Isn't the masach the calculation that is done?
Yeah, it's a calculation.
So the Kli understands it miscalculated?
On the current conditions, yes.
So now it has to recalculate?
Let's say there was a zivug in the Rosh of Galgalta, received 20%. 80% left outside. After they received it, they saw they can't stand against the bitush pnimu makif, and it purifies. Yeah.
That's also not clear. It's as if the surrounding light presses the kli to receive more.
Yeah.
So now it calculates and says,
No. Now it's different. That was over there. Here, it's something else. Here, according to the Rishimot, Bet Aleph that received from Nekudot de Sag, the Zivug on Bet Aleph came, and the light expanded from above downward and filled the Katnut of Olam HaNikudim. It's just a Partsuf. And then came the light of Gadlut and performed a Zivug on Rashimod Alit Gimel. There wasn't a Bitush Pnim U'Makif here. The purification of the Masach happened through the shattering here. Why do you want America?
Thank you, Rav. You asked if it's clear.
Do you have a question according to what we're studying?
Yeah, I have a question. How can it be clear if you have no attainment? There's not one word here that means anything to me. And it's always been like that.
So sit down and be sorry about not being in attainment. Okay, you're right.
But I want to understand. As you asked, if it's all clear, maybe it's clear to everyone except me.
Clear in the way that we're studying. You see, a Kabbalist is explaining this on a few levels, on the level of those who don't attain, that they can work with the story that he's telling us about in their own vessels that they have. Masach goes up, goes down, according to a few rules. And there's some, those who study this in a spiritual way, that they're in a feeling of these things that are happening. That's something else. Did you learn anything in your life?
Yeah.
Itonot?
Journalism.
Monkey business.
Monkey business. So you learned how to lie. Then you're saying you don't understand anything here.
So to understand without?
I don't know what quantum is, what an atom is. I don't feel it. Does anybody see it? No, nobody can see it. You go to the collider, they show you all kinds of dials and oscillators, and they tell you there's explosions happening. Can I see it? Here, please see it. You look inside, there's a pipeline. You don't see anything in there. So where are all these things happening? There's the saying, it's happening here. You see, we see it. What can you see? You see a dial moving? You see the oscillators are moving there? That's what you see. So they see it, the physicists see it, and I don't. For me, it's all kinds of numbers moving around there, jumping on all kinds of counters. Okay. So there's people who attain it, and according to this, they know what's going on. They're saying, today, we made such explosions there, and I can't hear an explosion, I don't see an explosion in that pipeline. It costs billions to make, so.
Because sometimes you say there's nothing to understand if you don't feel it, if you don't attain it. But now you're like asking, is it all clear? You have to understand something intellectually.
Did he do the beginner's course, this guy? How did he fall in here? He just fell? So throw him back out. I'm serious. Until you don't finish the beginner's course, campus 1, 2, 3, don't come here. I'm serious. How did you show up here? Who let him in? Kola? Where's Kola? Take him out, and you too. What do you mean? Because he's American? America for us isn't... No, I'm serious. You don't have the right approach. You don't know what we're talking about. What are you doing here? I thought you were after all these campuses. Sit. That's it. I'm not looking at you anymore. You shouldn't sit here. Go. Go to campus. Poor guy, whoever you fall on. Come on, keep going.
So we are continuing to read from the paragraph. However, after the or, the light, departed from them, no operation manifested of them, since a kli without an or is like a body without a soul. Therefore, after Nekudot de Sag, the Patsuf Sag, expanded and illuminated from Tabu to Siyum again of Patsuf Galta Deak, because of this illumination of Sag, the Avyut of Chinat Daled came back to life in the Kelim from Tabu Deak down. In that state, the Avyut of Chinat Daled in the Kelim from Tabu Deak down, mixed with the Masach in the Kelim of Nekudot de Sag. This is because during the ascent of the Masach to the Ma'atzil, the Emanator, it was incorporated in all the Rishimot in the Sfirot, from which the lights had left. Thus, as it incorporated of the Rishimot, the Sfirot de Sag, which are Pchina Bet, it was also incorporated of the Rishimot in Kelim from Tambor down, Bein Pchina Dalet. It raised those two Pchinot to the Ma'atzil together, which is Malchut de Rosh de Sag.
So, what is he telling us? That after the Nekudot of Sag descended below the Tabur, mixed with the Neideak, first of all, there was a restriction, Bet Aleph Metzumtzam, got from the Neideak, Bet Aleph Rishimot, and these couples of Rishimot rose to the Rosh of Sag. So first of all, there was a Zivug in the Nikve Enayim of the Rosh of Sag on Bet Aleph Metzumtzam, came out the Partsuf Aleph de Nikudim, Keter Abayanima, and Zon down to the Tabur. Later there was the Zivug at Peder Rosh of Sag instead of the Nikve Enayim, and this was done on the Rishimot of Dalet Gimel, and from that, from this, it came out of this Zivug and went into the Katnut of the world of Nikodim and gave them the ability to be in Gadlut, but the Keter of Abba and Ima and the Galgalta and Anaim of Zon, they got this light in order to bestow because it was above the Parsa, but below the Parsa, this great big light can't enter because there the Kelim did not get a correction in order to bestow, and therefore the light that crossed the Parsa entered the Kelim and broke them. Broke them meaning what? They started receiving the light in order to receive, which is called Shvira, shattering. This is how it was.
You already know that this Masach consists solely of Avyut de Bechina Aleph, because Bechina Bet is the last Bechina here, which does not leave a Reshimo after her, only from Bechina Titlapshut, clothing. Thus, the Masach consists of two Reshimot that remained after the Histalkut Orot, departure of the lights from the Sefirot de Sag, being Bechina Bet de Itlapshut and Bechina Aleph de Hamshacha, extension, called Zachar and Nekeva, male and female. Thus, Malchut de Rosh II rose to Bechina Aleph de Rosh, meaning, according to the measure of Avyut contained in the Reshimo that remained in the Masach, being Bechina Aleph. As Ari wrote concerning Patsuf Ab, however, the Reshimot de Bechina Daled is also incorporated in the Masach that remained in the Kelim below Tabur de Galgalta de Ak after the Histalkut Nekudot de Sag from within them. Thus, since the Masach is primary, Bechina Aleph and Bechina Daled is subordinate to it and is not at all from its Bechina, it is therefore drawn with it to the Nikve Enayim, which is Bechina Aleph de Rosh. For that reason, the Zivug was not made on Aviyot de Bechina Daled, extending Komat Keter, but only on Bechina Aleph, extending Komat Zer Anpin.
So, it comes out on the Katnut.
Item 8. With all that is explained above, you will see that the Tikkunim, corrections, depend primarily on Ma and Bon, standing from Tabor of every Patsuf downward.
Meaning, if we fell below the Tabor of Galgalta, there will be Gmar Tikkun.
This is so because that is the place of the din and lack of every Patsuf, as in Tabor of the first Patsuf Deak. And in all of the Partsufim through the end of Asiya. Also, every Partsuf Tachton, lower Partsuf, comes only to fulfill and complement the place of this lack in the Elyon, upper one, because of the rejection and detainment force found in the Masach of that Tabur on the Or Elyon, upper light. It is as he writes above, that any tachton uncovers a part of that or which was rejected by the Masach of Tabur de Elyon. Thus, the more the Partsufim and Neshamot increase, the more that Gvul, border, from Tabur down will expand, broaden, and become fit to the reception of the Or Elyon. Finally, the comprehensive Or Makif, called Or Makif the Ein Sof, will appear, and then there will be the Gmar Tikkun, end of correction. Hence, the corrections depend primarily on Partsufim Ma and Bon that stand from Tabur down. Remember that, as this is an elementary concept in the entire scope of this wisdom.
We have to be a bit more connected with each other. Whereas if leaving the main thing, what we're learning for.
Thus, this Olam HaNikudim that the Ari deals with here is the first mind bone that appeared in the Olamot. It is called merely bone because there are no remains of it from Olamot HaBi'ah, but only Bechinat Nekeva, called Bon. This is because the Zachar, male, that extends the Mochin, meaning Gar, is called Ma, and the Nekeva, female, that receives the Mochin, is called Bon.
This is something that we'll learn about in the future. Yes.
I remember that we started reading this part, so we read that the main thing is according to Sag, and now it says according to mind bone. We always said that mind bone are not important at all.
No, he's not talking about these mind bone. He's talking about the mind bone that are below the Tabur of Ak. Galgalta itself is divided into Galgalta Ab Sag down to the Tabur that is filled, and Ma'ubon is below the Tabur of Galgalta. This is the Main Bon. And afterwards, also the world of Atzilut. We're not taking the upper Main Bon into consideration. It comes out by order of degree.
So we're not talking about those who emerge after Nekudot de Sag. There's Main Bon that emerge after Nekudot de Sag above.
These upper Main Bon, the upper Ma and the upper Bon, they come out even before the Nekudot of Sag. They come out after the Yizdakhut of the Ta'amim of Sag, that purify, and the Masach comes from the tabor to the peh of Rosh of Sag, and the Parzufei Nekudot of Sag below the tabor fill the Neideag there. Before that, there is a Zivug in the Rosh of Sag on Bet Aleph, and comes out the Parzuf of Ma Elyon. And afterwards, on Aleph Shoresh, comes out Bon Elyon. They have nothing to do with Nikudim, with Nekudot, with anything. They emerge immediately after the purification of the Ta'amim of Sag.
So what is he talking about here? What is this mind bone here?
Mind bone. The Gemar Tikkun depends on their fulfillment.
And what do they belong to? They're a result of what?
They belong to the Parzuf of Galgalta. Nekudot of Sag came to fill the Neyovak, and they continue with this task.
So the same mind bone are a result of Nekudot de Sag.
The mind bone that we have below the Tabur of Ak, they are a part of the Parzuf of Galgalta.
So Parzuf Galgalta...
The Parzuf of Galgalta is divided into Rosh, which is called Keter. Afterwards, Ab, from the Peh of the Chaseh, Sag, Chaseh, to the Tabor, Ma, from Tabor to Yesod, and Bon, from Yesod to Malchut. This is how the Parzuf of Galgalta is built.
Why does the Parzuf have to divide into Parzufim?
Five parts.
Yeah, but why a Parzuf is not an independent being in the system? Why does it have to be divided as additional Parzufim?
No, these are its parts.
They don't merge separately? They're not separated from it?
Ab, from the Peh down to the Chazeh, Sag from the Chazeh down to the Tabor, Mafra, which is called the world of Atzilut, and Bon, which is called the worlds of Bia, they clothe on the Sag down to the Tabor.
We learn that light of Chasadim, or Chasadim, closes below the Tabor. And I don't quite understand the shattering between the Gadlut and Katnut.
Oh, wait a second, we didn't get to the Shvirayat.
But we spoke about it before. I just didn't get the chance to ask. If there is no light of Chochmah, how come there is to receive in order to bestow there?
You're right, came the Or of Chochmah, and therefore there was the Shvirah. They thought that it is in order to bestow the Or HaChochmah. Regarding Or Chasadim, there are no calculations whatsoever. To receive, Katnut, Gadlut, has nothing to do with Chasadim. Regarding Chasadim, everything's allowed. On the Or of Chochmah, there's always the Tzimtzum, there are always calculations regarding that. And therefore, they thought that the Or of Chochmah is in order to bestow, and it was discovered that it's in order to receive. That's called the Shvirah.
He did not answer the question that you asked. So I'm asking, the reason the Bchina Dalet, the Reshimo of Bchina Dalet that rises to Rosh after Nekudot de Sag does not elicit Potsuf Galgalta, it is because the Masach there is of Bchina
Aleph?
No, it elicits the Gadlut of the world of Nikudim.
Yeah, and you ask, why doesn't it produce a Potsuf like Galgalta?
Because it belongs to that Parzuf.
So why doesn't it elicit Galgalta? Why does it elicit only Gadlut of Olam Nikudim?
Because it belongs to the world of Nikudim.
It's not clear.
It belongs to the Kelim of the world of Nikudim. It gives the world of Nikudim, allows the world of Nikudim to use the Kelim of its Achap, its Gadlut.
What does it mean? This is because it's because of according to the Masach of Olam Nikudim and not of Galgalta?
Right, this is why it elicits the Gadlut and Katnut of that package.
We are in item 9. Item 9.
And also a bit more together. Right? Where is the... Ah, he made it. Well, sing something then.
ברכי נפשי השם הללויה.
Ottet.
Item 9. Now we shall come to the actual words of the Ari.
Now he's talking about the world of Nikodim. Pay attention.
Now we shall come to the actual words of the Ari. We shall begin by explaining the matter of the Kelim of Parzuf Nikudim. The Ari says that the Kelim came out by the Histaklut Enaim in Achap. We must understand why the emergence of the Kelim, the Nikudim, is different from the other Parzufim. It is known that Malchut Derosh expands from her and within her into 10 Kelim from above, downward, in the entire measure of that Or Chozer, which she clothed in 10 Sefirot Derosh. Accordingly, Malchut De'enaim should expand as Kelim from Nikve'enaim down to the extent that she clothed from Nikve'enaim up. Hence, there should have been a histaklut in Nikve'enaim, not in Achap. Indeed, there is a profound matter here. We have learned in item 7, that although the Lord Hay, being Bechina Dalet, rose to Nikve'enaim, which is Bechina Aleph, however, there was still no Zivug on Bechina Dalet, but on the Reshimo, the Bechina Bet, the Hitlapshut, called Ozen, Bechina Zachar, and on the Reshimo, the Bechina Aleph, the Amshacha, called Chotem Peh. Thus, it turns out that the Kelim, the Nikudim, do not have anything of Bechinat Lor Hei, namely Bechinat Daled. This is because the Lor Hei remained in Nikve'enaim, and her Bechina did not expand downward. We might therefore ask, how are Gar, the Nikudim, divided into two Roshim, Galgalta Enaim being Keter, and Achap being Chub, as it is known that the Lor Hei is in the Enaim and the Yud Kevav in Achap. We must remember that after the Reshimot rose to Zivug in the Nikve Enaim, the Rosh Sag, they were incorporated in the Zivug the Rosh, and their Avyut was renewed. Then they instantaneously descended from there to their appropriate place in the Guf, namely Tabu. The Or Elyon, Upper Light, descended once more on the Masach and its Reshimot in Zivug de Haka'a, eliciting 10 Sefirot de Rosh from Tabu upwards, and 10 Sefirot de Guf from Tabu downwards. As in all the parts of him. Hence, the Lor Hei became incorporated once more in the Masach at the place of Tabur, and Achap descended outwardly once more as in the Rosh. Similarly, in Gar the Nikudim themselves, after they divide into Galgalta, Enaim, and Achap, the Lor Hei is found in the Enaim once more. However, from the Enaim down, the Lor Hei does not expand whatsoever, because the Histaklut, namely the Zivug, is not done in Bechina Daled, meaning in the Lor Hei, but in Bechina Bet and Bechina Aleph, being the Achap. Thus, we see that the Kelim de Nikudim are only from Bechina Bet and Bechina Aleph, and have nothing of Bechina Daled, even though Malchut de Rosh is incorporated of the Lord Hay. Thus, you can see regarding the matter.
Wait a second. To you, it's clear. We don't get it yet. Maybe you want to explain. So, where you. You just feel like reading, yeah? Questions. No questions, it means that you don't understand it. You never ask according to the text. Why are you raising your hand in order to disturb us?
Ma.
What?
Can I ask about item 7?
No, about what we just read. Yes.
You once said that there are no ascents and descents at all. So what is happening here in this process that we read about? If there are no ascents and no descents, Bechina Dalet doesn't rise to Bechina Aleph, so what is going on here? What is happening to us?
We're talking about one partsuf, which is Avaya. Just one, that's it. And in this partsuf, there are different processes that go on. And in this partsuf, it's like with a person. There are different events. Different values become more important, less important, different perceptions change, desires, thoughts, calculations. It's all in the same partsuf called Avaya. Just one. And the different states in that partsuf. So these are the states that we're talking about. Like he says, that there's just one partsuf in the image of Adam, Adam meaning Avaya, and in it different processes take place. So regarding ascents and descents, we're talking about the same one partsuf and only. That every time tries to find what parts can it work in order to become like the upper all that surrounds it. The upper all that's around it shows it the measure to which it is in love, bestowal, not thinking about itself at all. And this Piltzuf thinks only about itself, having nothing to do with the upper light in this respect. And this, therefore, it wants to learn from the upper all how to behave to be like that upper all, upper light. And what we learn about is how does it change? Under the influence of the upper all, how does this Piltzuf change? So it raises, it lowers different attributes, values, more important, less important, closer to the light, more further away, reception, bestowal, and so on and so forth. This is all that it talks about. This is all in all the wisdom of Kabbalah. This is the entire game between the Creator and the created being. So when you're saying, what does it mean? Ascends, descends. Only the value.
Inside myself, I understand the process. So why is it so hard for me to understand what is happening, what we're reading about? Why is it so hard to understand?
There are people for whom it is easy, relatively easy, to study these things. I saw such people that they're not drawn to revelation. they're completely unrelated to attaining the purpose of creation. They just like studying. They come, they invest, they study, and they really philosophize about it, like Bala Sulam talks about the Jerusalem Kabbalists. There are people who want to attain what they're studying. What is it for? Why does it happen? How is it related to me? Where am I here? Where does this happen inside of me? For them it's harder, because when they want to depict these things, then their inner inclination says that they have to do it inside of them. And they don't feel. Where is this substance? Where are these inner sketches, inner depictions of mine? I don't see them. I don't feel them. So I don't understand the text. What is it about? If I study it as is, like we study in any other science, then you can receive the principles and carry on. But if we're studying and the point in the heart is mixed in this, then it's a big problem. And therefore, we are helpless until, through our work in the group, we reach realization. What is our initial realization? Tzimtzum. The second being acquiring the vessels of bestowal, meaning to bestow in order to bestow, so that bestowal will be more important than reception. I just want to bestow. So you have friends, go ahead, do it. They'll help you. Books, teacher, Ol Makif, prayer, everything, go ahead. Here you have the opportunity to attain the quality of bestowal in practice. Please, go ahead. That's what's up ahead. After we acquire the quality of bestowal, and we continue developing it, nurturing it, we will reach a state where we will even be able to receive in order to bestow. Meaning from Katnut will also cross to Gadlut.
There are so many questions, but that's enough for now. Thank you.
Tov.
You make me tired. We didn't finish the letter.
Thus you can see, regarding the matter of the association of Midat HaRachamim with Din, mercy with judgment, which are the connection of the two Heim, the first Hei and the lower Hei, that association remains fixed and existing in Nikve and Naim. It is not so in the Bechinat Achap, which came out, because in Achap that came out, there is only Bechinat Vav, which is only the Masach of the first Hei. This was so because Bechinat Lor Hei did not extend to them from Nikve and Naim. Now you can understand the matter of the two kinds of Nehi that illuminated in Chub de Nikudim, which are Nehi de Keter and Nehi de Ak, meaning Yesod de Ak. Also, the matter of the Dat Elyon, the upper Dat in Gar de Nikudim, and the issue of the Dat Atachton, the lower Dat, which is the Rosh de Zat and the first Melech de Nikudim.
We'll study all of these things.